o'clock or midnight. Meantime, around the rest of the nation, things are beginning to thaw in the home buying market. The National Association of Realtors showing that after a 13-year low in the month of November, sales, existing home sales, began climbing again. Just 1%, but it broke a five-month streak where sales had declined. So are we seeing similar thawing around here? And if not, why not? Jeanette Schneider, president of REMAX here of Southeast Michigan. They do their monthly report. Jeanette, good morning.
Good morning, Guy.
So show us the crystal ball that you've got there. You both look back at December, but are also looking ahead to the coming months. We're beginning to see mortgage rates bounce up just a little bit, but they got below 7% there for a while. Where are we?
Well, interest rates are still, for most part, in the sixes, which, you know, like you had mentioned, was welcome relief, given that in October they were, you know, going a little over 8%. And that, of course, when you start to hear that, gives buyers a little pause, so that they've come back down a little bit and have moderated some, is certainly welcome news for the buyers in the market.
Jeanette, I have a question about inventory. I mean, perhaps we could be in the market sometime soon, but like, there's just nothing out there yet.
No, there really isn't. And unfortunately, that's kind of the song we've been singing now for quite some time with inventory. I am a little optimistic that this year we might see a few more homes coming to market, in large part because we have folks that have stayed in their home because they've loved their rate, and understandably so. But they may not love their home anymore. And after a couple of years of saying, I love my rate, I'm staying put. If the home's truly too big or truly too small, I think this is going to be the year we start to see people make a change.
Danette, what about the housing market in the city of Detroit? What's that like?
The city of Detroit has been, for the most part, they have been very good the last several months. You know, where we may have seen home sales dip in the counties, the city of Detroit has actually gone in the other direction, and they had an uptick in sales. So Detroit has been a bright spot when it comes to home sales recently.
In terms of, there was a recent report that came out that said Gen Zers are really getting the short end of the stick when it comes to being able to buy a home, that the median income for them needs to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $120,000 before they can even think about it. What should we be doing? What can we be doing to mitigate some of the costs there for them?
Well, I mean, the first thing that, you know, that and that report is right, and there is a lot of pressure on that generation, and that generation also tends to have student debt and other things that previous generations may not have had to deal with. So one of the things I think that, you know, that what they need to do is go talk to a local lender. Now, a local lender or a local, you know, lending institution can't solve all the problems, but they're going to be in tune with maybe different programs and different things that that generation could take advantage of. The other thing that we're starting to see, and we kind of joke about it, but there's a lot of truth to it, is, you know, there's a lot of wealth that the parents and even the grandparents of that generation have. And we anticipate the next 15 years, there's going to be a large wealth transfer from, you know, older generations to the younger generation. And maybe one of the ways we can help them is, don't wait until somebody passes in the inheritance, give them the money now to get a house.
Well, and you're helping yourself, because a significant portion of them are still living at home. if you want them out, give them a little advance on that inheritance.
Put them to work around the house, go back to giving them an allowance, and get them out of the house. But I mean, kidding aside, I mean, it really does serve a variety of purposes, and it's something to at least consider. I know that there's, you know, other entities out there like Fannie, you know, looking at an alternative to title insurance, and, you know, doing things like that. And it's nice to see multiple heads and multiple people trying to solve the situation, you know, from their point of view.
Jeanette, the rest of the country saw a bump in home sales in recent months. Interest rates, we talked about those. But Metro Detroit was the opposite. Why are we different?
And it's been a while since we've been different. And before COVID, it wasn't unusual to have the country kind of moving in one direction, and, you know, Metro Detroit kind of was in a different direction. During COVID, we were kind of all in the same place. You know, now we're starting to see for the first time in a while a little bit of us, you know, moving in a different direction. And I think it's in large part because we just have folks that are in this market. They're very price sensitive, and they've been very reluctant to move given the fact that they had either a low interest rate, they've paid off their home, they made improvements to their home, and we're not a community that's seeing as much business coming to us. So if you take a look at some of the southern states, or, you know, that were the recipient of a lot of people moving to them, either in the throes of COVID or shortly thereafter, we're not seeing that type of activity for the most part. And so we're not having some of that shot in the arm that some other states and some other parts of the nation are having.
What's the outlook for the Michigan real estate market this year, today?
This year, I mean, we certainly do anticipate there's still strong, very strong buyer demand. We do not see that changing, especially if interest rates stay, you know, in the area that they're at right now, in that 6% range. I do anticipate that this spring we will see, you know, some additional inventory. I'm not going to say there's going to be a flood of homes, but I do think we're going to see more homes hitting the market this year than we saw last year. And to Jamie's point, if anybody's in the market looking, that will certainly be welcome news to start to have a few choices, you know, when you're looking around out there.
Well, we're a little envious, Jeanette, when we see other parts of the country beginning to, I mean, heat up in an economic sense with home sales, where people are starting to break those golden handcuffs and increase the inventory of housing. And we were certainly eager to see that here in Southeast Michigan. We will continue to watch the RE/MAX reports, and we thank you for generating them and keeping abreast of everything.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Jeanette Schneider, president of RE/MAX of Southeast Michigan. Thanks so much. She alluded to the fact that there may be some alternatives out there to title insurance. Do you remember when you closed on your mortgage and you looked at all the fees and you went, holy mother of, you know.
Yep.
So apparently now Fannie Mae says it will expand the types of mortgages that it will purchase and will begin purchasing those that come even without title insurance. But there has to be something else. An opinion letter, an attorney opinion letter, basically a real estate attorney vouching for the fact that there's not a cloud over the title. They say that could be an alternative to title insurance, and it could save the average borrower about $1,000 on a mortgage transaction like that, which would be a heck of a savings.
I would take that.
Depending on the attorney's fee.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then there's that, but it certainly wouldn't be $1,000. And to the credit of the title insurance companies, they say, look, they object to this. They say these opinion letters aren't worth the paper they're printed on. It's an unregulated product. It would expose consumers and lenders to unnecessary risk. And we'll see where it shakes out. But if Fannie Mae gives it its endorsement,
yeah,
we may be seeing more alternatives out there and more agents and brokers coming in and saying, hey, we'll give you a break on that if you got a letter from your attorney that they've done a quick record check. It's 844 on AM 760 WJR. When we come back, just how much?